How are you?
Good.
Good? You too? Everybody good?
Mm-hmm. Kinda.
Kinda? Okay. We'll talk about that in Sunday school. You kinda too? Okay. You know, I wanted to tell you that Christmas is now officially over.
Oh.
Yep.
Next Christmas, I'm getting a real guitar.
Okay.
Next Christmas, I'm getting yours.
Yeah. Yesterday, a friend of mine came to see me that I didn't get to see at Christmas, and I had a Christmas present for him. And so it was the very last Christmas present sitting there. And so I gave him, her little boy is two, and so I had a little present for him. And that was the very last Christmas present there. And so now everything is put away. All the Christmas gifts have been opened. The cards are all taken down off my wall. And all the bags and boxes are put in the closet, and the Christmas tree is stored again for another year.
No, it's not, because it's snowing today.
It is snowing. Hopefully not. But everything is all put away for another year, so Christmas is over. Everything's back to normal. I went back to work. You guys all went back to school. Christmas is over. No? You don't think so? No? Well, you know, let me ask you. Maybe he's got a point. Is Christmas really have to be over? Is it just parties?
No.
No. It's not just parties.
It's about Jesus.
It is.
January is like Christmas.
It's about Jesus.
Because it snows.
It snows. But Lauren's right. It's about Jesus, isn't it? You know, the Bible.
It is about Jesus, but it's not over yet.
Yeah, it's not over yet. Yeah, that's right. Because, you know, the Bible tells us a couple of things about that. And not necessarily what you might think. It's not just about Jesus being born, but there is a passage in the Bible that says the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And that's kind of the same as the story of Jesus being born, because it tells us that everything that it talked about in the Bible happened when Jesus was born. He became flesh just like us. He became human. And he came here and he grew up just like you, all different ages. He grew up and then he began to preach and do his wonderful miracles. But he became flesh just like we were. And then another section in the Bible, in John 1, tells us, so the Word became human and lived here on earth among us. But to all who believed and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God.
And I hope, buddy, in the January we'll get presents.
Oh, you think so? I don't think so.
But no, there's only Christmas.
Only Christmas. Well, what? You want to tell me in Sunday school?
Sure.
Okay. In the section of the Bible I just read to you, it says to all who are children, or to all who believe in him and accept him. That means accept him in your heart. To all who know him personally, we have the right to become what? Children of God. That means we are the same as Jesus. We are God's children. We are his brothers and sisters. Just like Jesus is God's son, we are God's children as well. So, to those who don't know Jesus personally, to those who is not his personal savior, Christmas is indeed really over. You know? Because they don't have it in their heart. But to all of those who say every morning and every night, Jesus, you stay in my heart. I accept you. I believe in you. And I want you to be in my life every day. Christmas is never really over.
I thought if you were sleeping in a month and the month was January and you wake up, it would be Christmas. It'd
be Christmas again. It's always Christmas if you believe in Jesus.
Now we'll get presents.
Well, we'll work on that. Okay, let's have a word of prayer and then we'll go to Sunday school, okay?
Okay.
Can I talk about cookies?
Okay. Dear, bow your head.
Presents.
Bow your head now. There we go. Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that because we believe in your Son and what you sent him here to do, that we have him in our hearts every day. It is always Christmas in our hearts. We thank you for the fact that you love us and you call us your own children. In Jesus' name, amen.